Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Andy Sweeney.
I feel like Dino won.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Kentucky fans all year have talked about how garbage Louisville is, and they're underdogs.
And James Strebel.
Your team is resorted to MAC tactics. I'm talking about MAC conference tactics.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I would love to see Louisville win for no other reason than to expose how thin and fraudulent that UK program is.
All right, so here we go. 5 o'clock hour, as always, presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. By the way, we'll be out as part of the Tailspin Ale Fest coming up in March, the first pre-sale event.
There we go.
Tuesday, November 30th at the Nulu location. How
about
that?
Oh, that's where we're going to be?
That's where we're going to be.
We're going to be at Nulu? Oh, that's a great one. I love that one.
There, you've never been to that one.
I've walked past.
No, I don't think you've been to Nulu before.
I remember.
Dieter's scared to go.
I went to the garage bar there, or what's that called?
That's Garage Bar.
It's I went to Garage Bar.
Yes, you go to the
then
Garage Bar.
Then I went to Mayan
Bar.
Cafe.
Oh, I remember
with
that.
With my buddies.
You had a
yeah.
mandate.
Yeah.
You had a little mandate.
And three of my buddies. Yeah. They, we all went out there.
Little
had a
mandate.
Good time. And I walked past the, golly, that was BB and walked past.
I walked past the
Nulu location. And I was like, damn, that looks very nice.
Well,
I'm excited about that.
There.
I'll be there in person.
And we'll be out there. Again, all the beer, wine, spirits, premium cigars, Cox's Louisville.com. They are delivering neighborhood liquor store and all those Evergreen Liquors locations. They got you set up with all that great craft beer selection. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Nikki DeBoot hanging out with us because Jack Grossman on his way to Camelot.
Yes, he is. He's on his way to Lexington to cover the game tonight.
How about
the big Albany game. 0-4 Albany versus Kentucky tonight. We'll have you on the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show.
There you go.
Around 9 o'clock.
Texas says Strebel is the Satterfield of sports talk radio.
I don't think I am. I'm way more confident than Satterfield is. He's not confident at all.
Texas says, I love you, needling big rig. No chance you're not going to take UK money line. Yeah, but Strebel doesn't bet.
I don't bet at all.
He doesn't bet on any of these games.
None of them.
Yeah, so I don't really care.
Are you going to bet on this game?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I was just asking.
What do you think? Am I going to bet on the game?
That just seems a game to stay away from. You know what I mean? Unless you have a very strong feeling.
Wait, I thought you were all chesty. What are you
talking
about?
I'm talking from a neutral standpoint. Like, you're more of a neutral bystander than I am. Like, I'm all in. Like, if I'm gambling, I'm betting Kentucky. But I can understand your point of view where you're like kind of like, I don't know, you might change later
on
the
week. Anything.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
None of my bets are any good, so it doesn't matter anyway. I mean, just an absolute atrocious week.
Did you?
Just an atrocious week.
You ready for
it? Really was.
Bucks Giants tonight?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Again, we'll pick that game up after the post game show. I'm sorry that America has to see that.
Are you going to be splitting time with your iPad and then the Giants? Because you have Kentucky on the iPad, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not. How bad is North Florida Albany? They're terrible.
They're on
right?
four. They're on four. What's going on out here?
Yeah, I'm not. I will watch that game maybe tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. We'll see.
It's going to be bad.
The game starts at 7 o'clock. That will get us to 8:15. Is there a man dressed up like a burrito outside?
There's something going on.
Is that
outside.
A sleeping bag?
I think it might be a sleeping bag.
Is that a man with a sleeping bag? I believe it is.
It is, yes.
There you go.
Hello. Okay.
Why don't you go say something to him?
I'm good right here.
You only go talk to the co-eds. Remember that time?
No, I
never
went out
and talked to all those co-eds.
That never
happened. You got that number, right?
I got no number.
He got a number. She wrote it on his hand, remember?
I remember that.
Remember that?
No, Nick, what are you doing?
She didn't leave a last name, but she did the winky face.
Yeah.
The winky face.
Britt, I think was her name.
That was it, yeah.
Texas says, bet the over. Thank you. I've heard that from 9 million people, to bet the over.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know to bet the over.
There's four lines.
We get it. 437-9680. What have we not got to Governor's Cup-wise that we need to lay out? this week as we get into shows Tuesday, Wednesday, obviously off for Thanksgiving, back at it on Friday.
Right.
We can't call it Black Friday anymore. I've noticed, I mean, that's not something that can be done, right?
Is it like Savings Friday now?
It's no longer Black Friday, and I almost call it Black Friday. Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm asking. I feel like that should not be allowed, but I don't know what to do if I'm just being Andy Biden here.
Well,
is that Biden's son's name, by the way? What's the Biden that got in trouble?
Hunter.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden. Yeah, he's the one.
It's a pretentious name. Is. No offense.
No.
I mean, I haven't known a Hunter since Hunter Cantwell, and I didn't know
Hunter
him.
Cantwell.
I just watched him play football. The only thing I would say is that we haven't talked about, again, 437-9680, what is right in front of us? We've had that conversation today. Kentucky has turned the ball over. Kentucky's defensive backs are not good. If Louisville wins, that analysis sits in front of us.
Sure.
If Kentucky is able to control the line of scrimmage, that analysis is also improved passing game, obviously, not just running the football. Although, obviously, Kentucky is going to want to do a healthy amount of that. That analysis is sitting right in front of us. I think, and so many of my takes almost have come from the Louisville side, I've noticed, because Kentucky has not played good football. Kentucky has played sloppy football, and Mark Stoops, this ain't the kind of team that he wants.
No.
A team that plays sloppy and a team that's not just overly pounding teams.
Being overly physical.
So, again, does that mean they won't do that on Saturday? I don't know. But if we look at this season, Kentucky hasn't done a lot of that. And LSU was the last game where they really played good football. And that was on October the 10th.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to be, by the time we kick this off, I mean, it's going to be a month and a half where Kentucky is played rather generic football. On the Louisville side, so much of this game, now this would be what is different between the two teams. So much of this is going to come down to Malik.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah. He's it feels like he's all or nothing for Louisville. Like, if he's on and he's playing well and he's doing the things that Louisville's, you know, seen him do through most of the season. Now, he's had some games where he struggled a little bit or moments he struggled a little bit. For the most part, he's been very good for Louisville.
Yeah, but the last several, he has turned into, I mean, at some point, early middle part of the season, we had the conversation of Scott Satterfield needs better options at quarterback. Evan Conley, when he came in, is not good. I mean, what game do they lose for a couple possessions there? Wasn't Virginia, was
Clemson.
It? Was it Clemson?
Clemson, yeah. Malik went out during Clemson.
I mean, we have had conversations this year, but for the most part, within the last, again, not 100% of the time, for the most part, for the last month and a half or so, Malik has been a star
on
this
good.
Team, and while things around him maybe have not been great, he has been, and he's protected the ball, he's got better at that. So, go ahead, Nick. I thought Nick was, I'm used to Jack leaning towards the microphone.
And breathing into it.
Breathing into my ear.
Yeah.
But those are the main things. I got thinking about this. One narrative that is going to be out there, I'm going to call my shot a little bit.
Okay.
That if Louisville wins.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll bring it up that Monday, but it's going to be how I feel.
Okay.
And that is, if Louisville wins, they'll be what, 7-5?
7-5 on the season, yeah. Yep.
And, I mean, listen, I mean, you know, Louisville going to a bowl game and winning, beating an 8-4 team, 8-5 team, not 8-5 team, not crazy. What could have been for this Louisville team?
Well,
I mean, you're looking at how you lost to Clemson. How you lost to Virginia.
Yeah, and Wake Forest.
Just those two games. And Wake Forest is thrown in there, too. But for some reason, those other two hurt more. Because you had right. the ball at the two-yard line. You have four
sure.
chances at the two-yard line. And Virginia, you lead, what was it, 30-13?
30-17? 30-13.
Whatever it was.
30-13,
going into the,
yeah.
With 14 minutes to go. Just use those two games. I mean, we're talking about what could have been.
Nine-win team, maybe.
And if Kentucky loses, that's going to be the narrative. Besides the embarrassment and the bluster and all that stuff,
sure.
It's going to be what could have been. I've heard a lot of Louisville fans say, Louisville is favored in a special Kentucky season. Guys, that special Kentucky season went out the door
against Tennessee.
Some people could say Mississippi State. For sure, it went out the door, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's where I think it went out the door.
This team played, okay, by fumbling the ball at the beginning of the New Mexico State game and being down 7-0, the way they played in the second half defensively, especially against Vanderbilt. Guys, this hasn't been a special season for 5 weeks.
Right.
I mean, it was at one point when Kentucky is what?
6-0.
6-0. And
LSU by 3 touchdowns.
At that point,
it
was different.
Yeah.
But how sloppy they were in the Georgia game, followed up with the debacle against Mississippi State, followed up with the embarrassment at home against a rival in Tennessee. I mean, at some point during that 3-game stretch, depending on what kind of fan you are, the whole special season thing went away. And Mark Stoops can try to listen. Mark Stoops is not selling the majority of Kentucky fans on two things. Special season, number one.
Right.
And number two, that he's going anywhere.
That's the one thing that Stoops is doing right now that's kind of irking my nerves.
Mark Stoops, yes. We've all been there.
Yeah.
It's like you want to act like you're more important in your job. That's what Mark Stoops is doing.
That's what he's doing right
and
now.
And he's not getting any of the kickback at all on it.
No.
Everyone's like, okay, no Kentucky fan thinks that
Florida wants him.
That Florida wants him. Well, here's the thing about the coaching carousel. If Scott Satterfield would have won those two games.
Oh, he would be in mentioned.
Well, I mean, honestly.
You're right, yeah.
I bring that up because look how many jobs are available and look how many candidates we have. We don't have any candidates.
No, nobody.
I told this to Ennis today. And Dieter, I'm like, if Brohm doesn't get a job this offseason by one of these big schools, I'm tired of
it's never going to happen.
We're not talking about it anymore.
Right. No, you're right.
We're not talking about it because Satterfield is getting, especially if he beats Kentucky, he's getting at least 2 more years. Like
sure.
The conversation, if Satterfield were to win a bowl game and to beat Kentucky,
right,
and fans were behind him, Satterfield's going to get an amended contract
absolutely.
On top of it. So the thought process of him going anywhere, it would really take that completely out of the conversation. You have USC open? Who else taking that? I mean, honestly, you look
Florida's
around.
Florida's open, well,
you
USC,
look at, you
LSU.
Look around at the coaches who are available or that would be on the move. It doesn't feel like there's a bunch of coaches out there that are so high quality that they're going to take all these big time jobs.
But not only that, like the good coaches already have big time jobs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lincoln Riley ain't leaving Oklahoma.
Dan Mullen.
No one wants Dan Mullen. Lincoln Riley isn't leaving Oklahoma.
Did you see the Twitter account that's like, would Kentucky want Dan Mullen?
Oh, I didn't see
Mark
that.
Mark Stoops went somewhere.
No, absolutely not. I would not want Dan Mullen. No, that guy.
Yeah, you would.
No.
He's
weird. His wife's weird.
His wife kisses the players.
Yeah. I like to
see you get a little kiss like that.
No, I don't want a kiss like that.
You wouldn't want a little kiss from Dan Mullen's wife?
No, not at all. I'd turn away.
Would.
I gotta look this up real fast.
You haven't seen this? You haven't seen this?
No,
oh, Nick,
no.
It's creepy, man.
She
like full mouth kisses their players.
Oh God.
I've not seen the mouth, dude. It's
cringy.
Very cringy.
It's amazing. Like she will grab the head of a player and like put her forehead against his
and like kiss
and there'll be a kiss, there'll be a snuggle and dude, it's the weirdest thing
they
ever.
Come off the bus, like she's standing at the door of the bus.
I like it.
And they'll come off the bus and she's standing there waiting for them, and like Andy said, it's not like a peck on the cheek. She grabs their head and goes in for like a long passionate kiss. And it's not normal. Like, it's not.
Like, I'm saying the kind of kiss that she gives players, it's not a normal thing.
It's a normal kiss.
We're all taking men here, but none of us are having that kind of an intimate moment.
No, not at all.
I'm looking up the photos. This is.
I'm telling you, man. It's not normal. It's not normal.
Those are very intimate. Not to sound like Governor Cuomo here, like an Italian, we're touchy-feely people. But I'm even creeped out
listen,
by this.
He had to use that line. Cuomo was fighting for everything he had.
You know, we're Italians.
He had to pull the Italian out. out. That's all.
Oh my god, that's what got him in trouble. He pulled the Italian.
You know,
out.
When we're at dinner, you know, you give someone a kiss. You know, hey. That's all he was missing.
Dude, there's like literally hundreds.
Look at that. I mean, that's not normal. And the poor players had to, like, they can't say no.
The players love it.
I don't think they do.
Yes, they do.
I think the players are like, I have to do this.
Come on.
Because this
you
is the head coach's.
Kiss.
No.
I don't believe you at all.
Not at all.
I don't believe you at all.
No, well, you don't have to believe me.
Good, because I'm not.
It's fine, but I don't want that. Not one bit. I mean, who likes that?
Listen, hang on. This has to be photoshopped. But I searched Dan Mullen's wife kissing players.
Yeah.
And this Biden meme.
I don't think that is photoshopped, Andy. I think that's real. Congratulations on the graduation.
Oh, my God.
Would you rather be kissed by Dan Mullen's wife or Biden? I think you got to go Biden there for the story.
For the story. For the internet story.
For the internet story.
Yeah. And plus, my wife wouldn't be as mad at me if Biden kissed me. And if Dan Mullen's wife came up and
it's fair
grabbed
game.
My
it's
face.
It's creepy.
It is, I mean, creepy.
It's fair game that we talk about this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's weird.
We're breaking down their actions.
Bev Rivers Twitter poll, who would you rather be kissed by? Megan Mullen?
No, Nick, don't do that. No.
Streeble doesn't want it. You're nervous right now.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Why are you so nervous
about
that? You know Dan Mullen's wife. I mean, she's not going to kiss you.
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure you know.
That's the political stuff that'll come out if you put that poll
up. Joe Biden?
Yeah.
No.
That's I'm more worried about that than, what was her name, Megan Mullen?
Megan Mullen.
Megan Mullen.
Why is Cincinnati's coach not being mentioned for in the bigger job?
He will be.
He
will be.
Texas says the Mullins are all about that Nordy sea life.
That must be what it is. If they, you know what? If he comes to Louisville, maybe Sat leaves. Dan Mullen moves right in. Neighbors with Steve Rummage. What's up?
How about that?
How about that?
Rummage did invite us all like out there. I guess he was being. Have you went out there yet,
no,
Nick?
No. Okay. I ran into him at Harry's. Harry's is the upstairs spot. Harry and Malone's, there's like giving free advertising, but like I have no idea what that is. That's like it's over that way.
And see, I'm not allowed to go
there
over there
all the time.
Really, Harry and Malone's.
Yeah, but like the upstairs part's like the chiller part. It's like a bar.
Oh.
And me and the missus went up there and we ran into Rummage.
Oh,
he's there all the time.
Really,
Malone's is like the schwanky.
What's he
like
doing? Drinking water?
I was gonna say he doesn't drink.
I'm sure
alcohol.
They love to see him. Like, hey, here's the guy that drinks Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. Here's get Steve's Diet Coke
I
ready.
Sad. Rummage went to Ruby's and had like a Coke.
So you gotta get a bourbon or old fashioned or something, right? That's what I do.
He doesn't drink. He's
I know
a man
that's
of his
true.
Principles.
That's right. He doesn't drink.
Why are you trying to pressure him?
I would never pressure Rummage.
He was eating a salad when I was there. That was the part that was
eating a salad.
Yeah, but he was kind of on like a diet kick. But he goes there like every other day, so I think he mixes it in. He just happened to be going on a healthy day.
Texas says
he's bougie now, man.
He is bougie.
Is Dan Mullen married to Tom Crean?
He might be. I don't know.
Texas says Jack gets kisses like this every day.
No, no. Oh, no.
Well, you envision Jack getting a kiss goodbye. That's what's happening in Streeple's
mind. That's exactly what's going on.
We all do.
Like, I'm going.
We all do.
I'm going into the studio, Ma.
Gets his little lunchbox.
He's a little IU lunchbox.
Oh, man. I won't read that one. Can't read that one.
Oh, man.
I can't read that one. Can't read that one.
Oh, I'm sure it's a mess.
Texas says, a special 6 weeks, not a special season. Yes.
Well, we'll find out.
I don't view this Kentucky season as special at all.
But they go 9-3 or 10-3.
No, it's a very good season.
Yes, okay.
If they go 9-3, no, it's a very good season.
Sure.
They go win 10 games, then I'm willing to yes, because then they would win two more games.
Good. Yeah,
one being over rival and one being over probably a team.
A pretty good team.
Maybe a top 25 team. Yes,
yeah.
We could then have that conversation, but thus far,
right
none
now,
of that has happened.
I'm with you.
And that's what kills me is, about all of this is, and I've been riding Kentucky here, but they have not played good football for a month and a half.
They haven't.
And while Louisville has played bums the last 2 weeks, it absolutely could be, is it smoke and mirrors? Is that what they say?
Smoke and mirrors. Exactly. It's all smoke and mirrors.
What's smoke and mirrors?
Like a magic trick.
Like a magic trick.
Yeah, like you do you do the smoke and mirrors thing to like hide what you're doing.
Gotcha.
It's a push-up bra. It's illusion.
It's an illusion.
Oh.
I don't know anything about that.
Swine Man Strebel doesn't want to miss anyone but Miss Piggy.
I don't like that at all.
Texas says Biden downplays defunding the police rhetoric by kissing a man in Louisville known as the sheriff in a place called the alley.
Can't give any amount of money.
Can you imagine, like, Biden wants to catch a game?
Just
like,
pops up.
Like, which one? Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky.
At 7:30, he looks down, and just a bunch of jackals just beating each other
senseless. Just blanket makers throwing stuff on the field.
There's a Louisville fan. They all have Crown Royal bags, and they're beating the hell out of a guy named Randy from Russellville.
Randy from Russellville. And then he calls Matt and Jones. This is Randy from Russellville. Oh, these Cardinal fans beat me up, Matt. They beat me up.
Texas says, short story about Big Rig on Saturday. Big Rig knows it's finally basketball season in the bluegrass as he watches Malik throw 4 touchdowns. The L's are flying high as Big Rig looks for a place to hide. Big Rig takes a puff of a cig as he watches his fearless leader Stoops waddle out of Cardinal Stadium like a pig.
Now, look, I will say this.
You take a draw of a smoke? You want to do that?
No, I'm okay.
Listen, I'll bring the smokes. If you want to go, if we're going to go on Saturday, you want to smoke some cigs?
I don't know if my lungs can handle that. I don't know.
You in Newports, man?
No, I don't know. I haven't smoked a cigarette in a decade. It's been a long time.
I don't
time.
Believe that.
It's been a long time.
As much as you drink.
I don't smoke at all.
You and Papa, come on, you or your wife doesn't have like a pack sitting around if there's like a stressful situation or something like that.
No.
You can pop one.
No, I don't. I don't know. I don't. But I do. I do want to bring up something about the waddling real quick, if you don't mind.
Stoops.
Stoops, yeah.
Right.
So, I guess New Mexico.
I found myself, like, waddling more and more, and I'm like, oh, man.
He was, I mean, I texted Jason Entz in that New Mexico State game. I was like.
About soccer?
No. I was like, is he not waddling worse than usual today? Like, if you watched him on that sideline.
It's the end of a long season. He's got to pack on, 20, 30 pounds easy?
He was waddle, waddle all
the way. Of
course
he was.
Like a duck.
Up and down the sideline.
Up and down the sideline, man. It was a sight to behold, I'll say that. I did a text to Enzo and said, is he waddling more than usual?
What did he say?
Yes. It's something along those lines.
4-3-7-9-6-8.
Saturday was a long day. I don't remember a lot of it.
So put a little heater on your lip? You want to do that?
I don't know if I could.
A little heater on the lip?
I would be a tragedy. I would just start going, coughing.
I would be a tragedy.
It would not be good. No, I wouldn't look cool. I'm like one of the few people out there that don't look cool when smoking a cigarette.
What did you make of Cal, instead of being with his team practicing, walking around Nashville with the little dog and all the Calipari?
I liked it.
How about that?
Taking a break.
Again, me and Nick, and Nikki DeBoots with us here while Jack goes to Camelot. I mean, me and Nick would be great in that family. I think about it all the time.
Oh my God, yes.
I think about it all the time.
I can see that. Yeah.
I'd be the right hand of John.
Yeah.
I'd tell Beiser, hey, TJ.
Come here, TJ.
You go pick me up some Jordans.
Yeah.
Nike. Yeah. By the way,
I thought about this
and I totally forgot to bring it up and now I'm kicking myself. Jack is going to the game tonight.
Yes.
Just joining us, obviously. Game one that he went to last week, I forget who it was.
Oh, they God. Beat somebody.
Mount St. Mary's. He asked Cal about the IU thing.
Yes.
So my brain got moving. What could Jack Grossman ask this week to John Calipari? Oh. This would cost us more.
And
at this point, $1.50 for that question. We got ripped off. It made him feel better about himself.
Right.
That's not the way the show works, okay? Everyone leaves here at 6 o'clock feeling worse about themselves.
Right, right.
We're fat,
not
we're
better.
Drunk, we're pigs, our teams lose. Like that.
Everyone's feeling bad.
Yeah, that's the way that it is. What if Jack asked this to Cal? Have you thought about disassociating yourself with Nike? And have you talked to Enes Kanter about it?
Whoa.
Because Kanter went after LeBron. Oh,
yeah, it was over the China stuff.
Oh, how great would that be?
Oh, my gosh.
So, Jack, I mean, if Jack asked, do
I... If you're listening, Jack.
Do I throw out another $100? Like, it would make... This would make big news.
Oh, man. It got picked up by everybody last time.
This would be a world. Jack, you would be on the front of Outkick the Coverage.
You would.
You would go on Dockett's show.
You would. He'd have you on.
No, you would go. Like, you would be on. You would be the face of Outkick the Coverage for probably 24 to 36 hours.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I look.
Out Jack the Coverage. Wow.
Out Jack the Coverage.
Gotta watch out.
Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe. That's a working title.
If he thought the look he got from Calipari when he asked that IU question was
bad. Cal would kill him. No,
he would actually jump over the table.
He'd strangle him.
Actually, he would have one of his goons
jump like a velociraptor. like he would just, it'd be death.
Poor Jack.
Because Enes Kanter played for him.
He did.
A prominent Nike school.
Right.
And for people that don't know,
throwing him on the bus.
Enes Kanter is very much against Nike and other companies, big companies, using, human rights issue.
Yeah.
Slave labor.
To make their shoes and
who's the emperor there?
Xi Jinping.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's a good job you.
You
could have said anything there, and me and Nick had no chance.
Yeah.
So thank you for saving us.
You're
there.
Welcome.
But had him putting a crown had LeBron putting a crown on
his
head.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that's, I mean,
Cal knows him. I mean, it's Nike. It's like,
Has he had him back in Lexington since he's left?
I
think he's been around a few times.
Welcome back. Yeah.
And plus, Enes Kanter's not just popping off. He's been deep into human rights issues because of his status with the Turkish government and his family being imprisoned because of his stances on Turkey's politics.
Is he still, blacklisted from Turkey?
Oh, yeah, he can't ever go back. He can never go back. If he goes back to Turkey, they're throwing him in a prison automatically.
Texas says you guys need to do a show from the Winter Circle in Clarksville this Friday. If we wanted to smoke cigarettes and eat chili.
That's the place to do it.
Best chili in the,
Really?
Yes, I would put that chili
up
against anybody.
I've heard that before.
You've heard it from Nick and Bob before.
No.
Heard that from anyone else.
I've heard it from Nick Balvano. Well, there's other places that said has really, really good chili.
But if you want to clean your system out.
Yeah.
You go in there, mm-hmm. you crush a couple heaters,
yeah.
you put your cargo shorts on, you bet a horse race, eat some chili, you're good to
go. You're good to go.
There you go. It cleans the insides out so much, you pass a drug test.
Oh, really?
do some meth, you walk in there, you have some chili, you bet a horse race.
You're done.
You hit a heater, you're done.
Then you go in for that managerial position on Monday, and you're good to go. You pass that test.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Managerial.
But I'd see one of my brother's baseball coaches there. He's a good dude.
He's also addicted to gambling.
He's also degenerate.
You might see Jamie there too.
Really?
Occasionally.
Jamie's in there?
Occasionally, yeah. We would go, we'd get chili, throw some shekel. Back when it was just an OTB, the Valvanos would go there and make some mistakes collectively.
There you go.
I like that. I've never been to one of those places.
I didn't know the Valvano shut down the OTB.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm learning something at this point.
Yeah.
How about that?
I've never been to one of those places. I'd like to go.
It's very smoky.
Yeah.
But
it's smoky.
Yeah.
That is really good chili though.
You gotta crush a heater on Saturday.
We'll see.
Would you rather crush a heater or pack a lip? We're not even
crushing
a
heater. I couldn't pack. No, I've the only okay, time okay, I've ever done that
lip.
Before. I've vomited.
All right. What about not pack a lip? I'll just give you a pouch.
A
pouch of chew. It's like cleaner. It's lighter chew.
Do they put it in a pouch?
Yeah. So I
thought it was all just a glump of tobacco leaves.
Well, yeah. But they make the pouches.
They have a pouch.
Do you want to be like Cash Daniel or not?
No, I don't.
What are you doing? Do you want to be BBN or not?
No, I do. But
you want to meet up with the KSR pregame? What do you want to do?
I don't know if Matt Jones has a pouch. Does Larry Vaught have a pouch?
Anytime I think of Cash Daniel, I think of the journalism that Locke did that one day.
Oh, my gosh.
reaching out to that young lady.
Which Locke is battling BTI right now.
Locke is just...
He's Louisville Locke.
He's, yeah.
He's, wait, he's fighting BTI? What's this now?
He's being Louisville Locke. It's really the best way to say it.
Yeah.
He's being who he is.
He's defending Louisville at the same time trying to defend Virginia and crap on Kentucky. That's what he's doing right now. That's...
Texas says, who would be more likely to make the college football playoff in the next 10 years, Louisville or Kentucky?
Oh, good God.
No.
Neither. I mean, what are we doing here?
Texas says, Big Rig's blue credit, a credibility just took a hit over the no dipping.
I haven't dipped since I was a junior in high school.
Texas says the OTB has a non-smoking side, sorta. Yeah, it's
no one's
it's like the old
that.
Restaurants when you could puff a heater.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then three steps away, there was like a baby.
The non-smoking section.
It was like a baby with some peas and carrots. Like that's the baby's getting the smoke. I don't know any other
matter.
Way to say it. The baby is inhaling the smoke.
Right, right.
It is what it is.
I remember going to Sizzler as a kid. And, of course, we had to sit in the smoking section because my dad smoked.
You growing up, probably, you look like the Sizzler.
Yeah, we go to Sizzler on Saturday night. It was great. You get the buffet.
Oh, the buffets.
Yeah.
I miss a good buffet.
Me too.
I haven't been to a buffet in years. I have no idea.
Oh, Golden Corral, man.
I haven't been to a buffet in years.
The
Golden Corral commercials do them no help.
Oh, no.
They're like, here's a steak. Like, yo, bro, I'm not going there
For
a steak.
Yeah.
No offense.
I'm going there for a chocolate fountain.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
To put cupcakes on my french fries.
Yeah. And mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
give
me the things that are neutral that look good. I don't need anything with gravy.
A little ham, maybe.
Yeah. I don't need a guy in a
chef's hat making me a steak.
I don't need a guy in a Durham Lamb 3 goggles coughing on a pork chop. Like, that's not what I need.
That's not why I'm here. The last buffet I went to was a Chinese buffet. I used to love some Chinese,
Chinese buffet.
They're the best. Yeah. The absolute best.
This somehow became the V show.
It like, did. They, yeah, they just buffets
sat down
now.
I just sat down. Like, yeah, that happened organically.
We've never talked about buffets on the show.
Never. And he didn't push it either. It just happened.
It just happened organically.
It's just my face. you just look at my face. You're like, buffets.
Buffets.
Let's take a break. A quick update on Tom Jurich. I want to get to that.
I got a story about that.
Okay, well, good.
Whoa.
We got some coaching carousel, and we got a bunch of sound as well. 437-9680. One more segment to go. It's The Take. It's a Monday. It's Governor's Cup week here on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What are you going to do on Twitter with these Louisville fans?
And James Strebel.
Because you have a decision to make.
I mean, I'm going to be mean and ugly.
Oh, okay,
I'm going to tell them to bleep off.
Okay,
I'm going to tell every single of them to go to their poverty football program and to get the hell out of here. That's what I'm going to do, Andy. I'm going to tell them you have a poverty football program. You have a poverty football coach. You have a poverty football crowd. You go sit in that. Go sit in it. Don't talk to me about being 6-1 and trying to make fun of that. Shut up. You lost to Wake Forest in Virginia. Shut up.
By the way, talking to Strebel here, but
yeah.
Nikki DeBoot may remember. Do you remember Cayman, Nebraska?
Oh, yeah. That was Herb's girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's back on IG.
Oh, she's back? Oh, she went bye-bye for a little while. Now she's back. Oh, she had to go into hiding. I mean, Herb. Herb. I see what you're doing there, Herb.
Do you?
I do. I saw.
Streams' his eyes lit up.
It did. You noticed that, didn't he?
Is he
well, look at that. He's making noises. There we go.
He's taking there L's, but he don't care.
There we go.
Cayman,
how about
Nebraska.
That? Lil Kiki's back on IG.
No, is she?
Yeah, Lil Kiki back on IG.
She's in the surprise, surprise. She's in a bikini in the ocean. How about that?
Real original.
I'm a little sick of that, Kiki. You got to get a little more inventive.
A little bit. He's done. Strebel's done.
I'm done.
He demands more.
More.
He demands more of this free Instagram content that he keeps from his wife and family.
Is she hanging with that hot goalie girl?
Yes.
Michaela.
Oh, don't get
something or other.
One of the worst.
We'll
takes.
Have to tell you off the air.
Yeah,
yeah.
One of the worst takes. Yeah, I can't say it on the air.
It came from Jason.
One of the worst takes I've ever heard in my life.
One of the worst takes ever.
Ever. I mean, I've heard some really bad takes.
I'm already upset.
Yeah.
Like I'm genuinely.
Yeah.
I need to go drink some beet juice. My
heart rate's.
How
about this one?
Little
rainbow in the background.
Whoa. That one's better. I like that one better. That one's better.
It's going to be a long week.
Because of the rainbow?
It is going to be a long week. I'm already going to the IG at 5:40 on a Monday.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a long week.
And you know I'm done.
Again.
You know we're done.
We got that Oasis on Thursday.
How are we going to talk about this?
My girlfriend's calling me. What the?
Is she? Uh-oh.
I told her I was doing the last hour. She should know this.
Uh-oh. Well, if you need to answer that, that's fine.
So you're talking about Instagram? Is that why she's calling you?
No, she probably doesn't like
this. Yeah, she's like, what the hell?
She doesn't like this. She says, you smell like burritos, meatballs, chicken parmesan, and
a little sandwich.
Beet juice
is what you
smell like. Okay, so everyone knows I listen to Lebatard.
Yes.
437-9680. So today, one of their main producers is an obnoxious Miami fan. And those are the only kind there can be. It's why Strebel became a Miami fan.
Are you
going to wear that hat around, maybe?
No, I don't have that hat anymore. No.
He insisted we called him Peepo for a little while. Yeah. It was weird.
So they talk, obviously, about Miami. And he has inside information. Okay.
Okay. So about the coaching search?
About the AD search.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
And he's talking like the Jurich thing is not just he wants the job. That like they were talking today, Jurich could flat out get the job.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that Miami wants to go a completely like different way. And so
hold on, Andy. Hold on.
So I have no idea. And then they started because they don't know who that is. I mean, like,
right. The people. Sure.
The people on the show are like, okay, who's Tom Jurich?
Because Louisville's nondescript. No one cares.
And then thank you for that. Thank you.
They're like, he's the AD at Louisville. Where?
I just.
I had to. But it's rivalry week.
But no one knows the AD anywhere. Who's the AD at? I mean, I know.
Well, no, you're right.
Florida.
No, you're right.
Georgia.
No, you're right.
Alabama.
They don't know the AD. You're right. I understand that. Yeah, but as much as Louisville fans talked him up, you would think that nationally he would have a more of a footprint.
You're in reruns. You're not wrong.
I'm sorry.
You're right. I admit that you're right.
I had to do it.
I know you had to do it. It's rivalry week. So anyway, which is a difficult word to say. So they're talking about Tom Jurich very openly. And then they started doing the research of the FBI stuff.
Oh, no.
And they're roaring with laughter because they're
like, they want that guy.
They're like, he hired Bobby Petrino after the neck break. And they're like, finding out Rick Pitino. And they're like, they're finding out all the stuff. And it was organically funny for me to listen to it.
Right.
Christmas came early for Lebatard.
And so, man, I'm telling you, it last week, I want to be clear, last week, we mentioned it just because, it was like a Thursday or something.
Sure, yeah.
Just because, Nick may remember, because I know Mabe and Rum and shit like an hour. I mean, they did the whole thing. So, man, when
93.9 The Game.
Yeah, the bulk of their show was this.
Wednesday or Thursday, whatever day it was, we had that conversation. I said, I'm only bringing it up just because they brought it up.
Right.
Okay? And a couple different people, a guy named Barry Jackson, who's well-connected in that area. So I'm like, I'm bringing it up only because these are reputable people that are bringing it up, not hearsay.
Not gas
bags. Tom wants a job. Of course Tom wants a job, especially wanting a job like that.
Oh, absolutely.
So I've never cared about that conversation. And so then, you know, let's say that was Wednesday. We didn't talk about it Thursday. We didn't talk about it Friday. We haven't talked about it yet today. And I'm looking at my sheet of lines. I'm like, I need to bring that up just because, like, they went further into detail
than anyone else has nationally, especially.
I actually feel like a little bit even more right now than I did last week that he actually might become
a candidate.
I'm actually paying attention to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That Tom Jurich could be the AD. And the only thing I could think of is, and Nick needs to be ready for this. I mean, just for Mabe and Arum, she needs to be ready. If Kentucky wins a football game.
Oh, I've... Andy.
And Louisville goes to the Bahamas.
And goes 0-2. We're thinking right now.
And then Tom Jurich goes to Miami.
Oh, I'll give you one more.
The place is on fire.
I'll give you...
Cardinal Town's on fire. Not going to be able with... I have a little thing of water. And it's not going to matter. I'm going to be... There's a Dixie cup full of water. There's a mic processor. And I'm just going to be throwing water on it. It's not going to be doing anything. And I'm going to have to run in. I don't have any mementos in my office.
You got to save the Benny Snell bobblehead.
And blank with the horse. You got to save that.
With the horse.
They're petting the horse.
Oh, the picture of
Diener and Blankenbaker with the horse.
Their moment, right.
Yes. Yeah. I'll do you one better.
Do me one better.
I'll do you one better. 0-2 in the Bahamas.
Oh, no.
Cats beat him on Saturday. Tommy takes the Miami job. Malik Cunningham in the transfer portal.
Oh, my God.
We're done. We are done.
Andy already 50, had a really...
50. Oh,
Malik's not going anywhere, I don't think.
You had a 50-50, Andy.
That was a great floor routine, yeah. And then Streep just added an extra, like, McTwist on the end of it.
Mama Cunningham said 50-50.
Yeah, but
can you lose this game, you go 6-6 on the season. Not sexy.
Can I add one little thing?
Tom brings him to Miami. They need a quarterback.
Someone from the Miami Herald. Someone from the Miami Herald reached out to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's you.
If I knew anything about it.
Whoa. This is news.
I was like, whoa.
It's 546.
Who was it?
Who?
Should
just
I say,
say the name.
No, like, I reached
people around here aren't going to know. No, you reached out for someone for a guest.
I reached out to Michelle Kaufman last week.
Okay.
Who's with the Miami Herald.
All right.
About coming on. And she was like, well, I haven't heard a bunch of stuff, and I'm actually not following the story. Here's the writer that is if you want to reach out to her. By that time, you know, the story had kind of already passed.
Sure.
But maybe now there's more to it. Michelle then reached out to me today. Was like, hey, just out of curiosity, have you heard anything? Even if it's off the record.
Man.
And I was like,
off the record.
I was like,
you should have completely lied. Oh, look, he's thinking.
Yeah!
So let me ask you this.
I did reply. But.
Would you get? Well, we'll get to that here in a second. Would you give up? You lose to Louisville in football. You lose to Louisville in basketball. Tom Jurich, though, becomes the AD.
I couldn't do that.
What if Malik enters the transfer portal, too?
Yeah, what would swing it up to where you would do that? Would it be
like a sports genie comes out?
I cannot lose that basketball game.
Oh, please.
I cannot lose. No, that bum team.
It's one.
No.
Look at his face right now.
No.
Look at his face.
I don't want a loss to Jared West on Cal's record. No.
Dude gets
absolutely not.
You ready for this? I'm gonna crush him right now. You ready for this, Nick? Bob Valvano called him the best college guard defender he's ever seen. There it is.
Nick.
There it is.
There it is.
Look at him.
I mean, Nick.
I mean, who's seen more basketball? You're Bobby V.
Bobby V has.
Well, there
it is. Bobby V has.
There it is. Look at you're bending the knee right now. He's done. He's bending the knee.
I mean.
You could disagree with him.
I do. He's okay. He's a fine defender. But when that's like the calling card of your game, like what does your point guard do best? Run the offense? No. Shoot? No. Score? No. Assist the ball? No.
He's a defender.
He's a good defender.
We're not saying he's anything other than a defender. That would be
all
the
right,
point.
And a leader. He's a good leader. He is.
He does. He
see,
that's Rummage.
Yeah,
there's Rummage.
There it is.
Rummage peeked his head out. Nick, say this.
He started his day. With Rummage doing what you're doing, but completely opposite.
The opposite, yeah.
Like he's seen the other end of the spectrum.
The mirror,
right now.
The mirror image.
Oh my
this is good. You guys keep me balanced.
Well, yeah, there you go.
It's a little give and take.
Some feng shui.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is BS.
It is BS. I don't believe any of that.
You
I like
you
fountains.
You think it's BS?
Yeah.
Feng shui.
Yeah. The way you arrange your home doesn't like allow for more,
my wife
spirituality
bought a book,
or
and
something.
I'm like, we have dog hair everywhere.
Exactly.
What does feng shui say about dog hair everywhere?
Dog hair and kids doesn't you know, kind of bode well for feng shui.
Texas says, am I blocked? No, you're not blocked. Although, I think Diener blocked two or three people this morning.
Already?
I've had people reach out. They're like, yeah, I swiped blank. It got blocked.
Oh.
I'm like,
God, it's coming a long week, man.
I know. I'm like, read the ones where blank gets swiped. That creates good radio.
Someone texted. They said, Dear Bob, can sports make us stupid this week? And I was like, that's a great text,
yes,
sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What are you looking at? Is your wife texting you? Yeah, what's going on?
Wife, yeah.
What's your wife saying? Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Here we go. What's she saying?
Not too much.
Well, how do you?
I got something from Enz here.
Not too much. Hang on. Let's find out. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. Everything's fine.
What's happening?
Nothing. The boys have speed and agility.
Again, this is part of the Strebles taking over Floyd Central. Texas says Jared West is a lot like Andre McGee.
What?
Let's not even.
No, let's not do that. Let's not do that.
Yeah, to Jared West.
No, leave Jared West alone.
Andre McGee was a good player.
He, Yes, he was a good player.
He was a good player.
He was. No, I know. He was a good player, and then he...
He set up hookers. Can we just say that?
Then things happen.
He set up ladies of the night.
Yes, and Louisville fans hate him. So
you do that for Kentucky. Get out of here.
Is he still driving for Uber?
I haven't heard from him since. Let me go call him.
Yeah, I don't know why. Let me shoot him a text real quick.
So what did Jason N say?
Anything?
He said, ignore what Schriebel says because he's 1,000,000% representing what I said. I said Kiki is hotter. He took that as me saying the goalie girl wasn't hot.
I wasn't even going to bring it on to the air. I wasn't even going to say anything.
Well, that's what he sent me.
Thank you for that.
Again, another dead fish.
I forgot about it. Honestly, I did. Like, it was 5 minutes ago. I forgot about it.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that wasn't me, Ince. I didn't bring it up. I'd moved on.
You said last week you feel like you're better looking than Ince.
I didn't say that. No, you asked me the question.
And you said
And I didn't say anything. I said, no, I'm not going to do this. That's exactly what happened.
You didn't mind doing it for all the KSR people, but you didn't want to do it with Ince.
Three ESPN Louisville personalities you're better looking than. Go.
No, I'm not doing that. No, I don't want to do
that. He thinks he's better looking than everyone.
You think you're better looking than Diener? No, he's got a better body than I do. Well, I can't compete with
that. Yeah, but so is Drew Franklin, and that doesn't matter.
I would slow down on that. I mean, Diener has, like, pecs and abs. I don't think Drew Franklin has that.
I mean, Franklin's got a better... I don't know why we're doing this. He's got a better body than you. It's not that big of a deal.
Some people like personalities more.
Texas says, please... Oh, man. Oh, poor Strebel has heard. Nick, here's what it is. He's heard his whole life. You're big bone, but you have a great personality.
I have.
And he actually believes it. He's heard it so much.
I do believe it. He's like Rick Pitino.
Yeah. Pitino heard the lies so much that he actually started to believe them. That's where Strebel is.
Yeah.
That he's heard the lies.
It worked for me.
He's heard the lies for so many years, almost 40 years.
It worked out very well for me.
Texas says, please tell me you heard the sound from the end of Rummage last week where he blocked a guy. I mean, they're blocking people all the time.
I'm not going to lie. It's kind of fun. It's a little fun. It's like a drug. I have to make sure that I'm, you know, controlling my high when I do it because it's cathartic sometimes.
Cathartic. It is cathartic.
Oh, goodness. Does Strebel think he's better looking than Locke?
Yes.
Do you really?
I've got better hair than Locke.
Well, that's not. Yeah, so do I. Everyone does.
I've got better hair than Locke. I'll say that.
I would say me, but Process said I'm balding last week. And
I don't think you're balding.
You're probably balding.
Are you?
I think a little.
You always have a hat on. So I can't really tell.
I want to punch him, but I mean, it's Process. I mean, that's kind of like.
He's running our post-game shows this weekend. I'm excited about that. We always win one Process.
Oh, okay. He's lucky.
Yeah.
All right.
Texas says pig rig with a little personality on a Monday.
Pig rig.
Texas says some people like personalities more. My God.
It's true.
You're being crushed right now.
That's fine. You can crush me all you want.
A little personality.
That's right.
A little personality.
You know, looks aren't always the end-all be-all. Some ladies would like someone that treats them nice.
Texas says to Strebel, they don't like that. I don't know if you noticed that.
My wife does.
Well, it's
called a neg or whatever. Isn't that when you insult them or something? When I was very, very, very young, I picked up a book about like how to pick up women. It was like, insult them. And I was like, I don't think this
I've
is
I've never
the book
insulted
for me.
A woman in my life.
It was it's something called like you negatively reinforce
you
them.
Never
and I just
insulted
was,
a woman. You've had to have insulted
not
somebody.
That I remember. I don't know. I don't think so. I've never insulted my wife. I've never insulted girlfriends I've had in the past.
He's putting me in a bad spot here, Nick, because I do know of a time where he did.
Oh.
Well, Strebel had a friend.
I didn't insult that person.
And she probably thought she was more than a friend.
No.
And Strebel would just email her, hey, I'm coming home.
She would email me too. No, there was no insulting there. No.
Texas says, does Strebel think he's better looking than Louis Rabeau?
I like Louie. So I'm not going to say anything.
Jackson says the Strebel think he's better looking than Vannetti. He's not. You're not.
No, no, no. I'm not better. No, I'll concede that.
Texas says Miami was set to offer Jurich the job until they found out Bob Valvano said he was a bully. That's what Nick did. He sent 4-year old sound. Yeah. All the hosts called Bobby Jurich a bully. There's a guy named Jason Alexander on here who's shredding this guy, Tom Jurich.
He doesn't like him at all.
Oh, goodness.
I love that.
Oh,
they're
going
to hire him when they heard the V show.
This guy named Jody and Howie, and they think he's doing a great job. That Tom would be great for the job.
This guy named Mark Blankenbaker. That loves him.
Oh, man, I can't read any of these.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're just haymakers everywhere.
Crushed. I know. That's fine.
Texas says, treats him nice. Texas says, treats him nice.
That's right.
Drive me home.
Drive me home.
Oh, man. What podcast you guys think that Jack's listening to on the way?
Oh, something hoops.
Is it Peegs.com?
Yeah, something like that. Or does Hoops Weiss have a podcast to listen to that?
By the way, ever since Nick will like this, ever since Jack started doing the Field of 68 with Rob Doster and all
that, yeah.
Those guys have done nothing but turn him down to do a radio interview.
Oh, man.
He's to the point, Nick, you know when you go like 0-6?
Yeah.
Like you got to call, like at some point, you're like, enough's enough. I don't mean anything to these guys, but my dignity. That's what I'm trying to
save. My dignity.
I want to save at least a shred of a 1% dignity.
Yeah,
and he's not to that point.
Poor Jack. I mean, those are supposed to be like his coworkers or whatever, and they're just not. Ugh.
Texas says, does Strebel think he's better looking than Tom Petty?
Tom Petty? Rest
poor,
in peace.
Yeah, pour one out for Tom Petty.
I mean, Tom Petty's ugly. He was ugly.
He was not a handsome man.
Okay, well, there you go.
Well, I think I'm better looking than Tom Petty, but I can't write a song like he can, or he was able to.
Is Vannetti the best looking man in radio?
Ooh.
Oh, Dina would hate that.
Yeah, that's half
the reason I said it.
I'm trying to. Yeah. I don't know all the local DJs here.
Yeah.
In music and talk. I mean, I have no idea.
Vannetti and Dina are at the top of the list, though, you would think.
Oh, yeah, no, Dina's
like
up there.
It's like those two, and then everyone else fights it out.
I'm sure there's somebody else that we just
don't know about.
Thinking of.
There's someone on like...
That's like Alabama, Georgia, and the rest of us are just trying to be Cincinnati.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't want to be Cincinnati.
Just want to be in the conversation.
Yeah, I'd rather be Missouri State and Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
All right.
Nicky DeBoo, thank you very much. Bonus hour is coming up next, and then at 9 o'clock tonight, UK postgame show, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, right here on ESPN 680-1057, and then we'll catch whatever debacle is left over on Monday Night Football between my Giants and the Buccaneers, and if I get home here in the next 30 minutes, the bourbon drinking will start then. Everyone have a good night. Governor's Cup week is off to quite a launch,
an interesting
if you will.
Start.
An interesting
yes.
start. Bonus hour next on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.